Our musical guests tonight form the Santa Cruz, California band James Rabbit. In the past few years, the group's young mastermind, Tyler Martin, has been making brilliant music in almost complete obscurity. He's recorded and self-released at least a dozen albums without paying much attention to finding an audience, but he and the band have decided it's time to come out of the shadows and promote themselves and tour. And they're here with us tonight to play a song from their most recent album, Coloratura. Hello, James Rabbit.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, I'm gonna start off personal with you, Tyler. How old are you, and how many records have you made?
I'm 24 years old. I've made no records, but as far as albums, like CDs, James Rabbit has made probably about 30 CDs.
Holy smokes!
With other recordings that have not made it onto CDs, and or more than one copy.
What drives you? I mean, you've been making all this music without really caring about an audience.
Yeah. I began a very long time ago, probably, 9 or 10, not knowing how to do music at all. My brother was starting to play drums in elementary school, and we would just kind of get together and, drum on surfaces, and I would sing something, and maybe we would tape record it. And then my friend got me into multi-track recording when I was in middle school, and I would, instead of doing classwork in school, I would do the classwork very, very fast and then write an album every week or something like that. And these albums would be about anxiety, if I was afraid of criminals.
As a middle schooler?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. If I was afraid of criminals, if I was afraid of girls.
Definitely. Where'd you grow up? St. Louis? Detroit?
No, Fresno, California. It's a town that hardens one. What are we known for, Max?
Are y'all known for crystal meth?
Yes, that's crystal it. Meth, yeah. That's it. Yeah, we're called the Big Raisin, but mm-hmm. I think it's probably the Big Crank, yeah.
What would you like to play for us tonight?
This song is called George Gershwin. It's off of our new album, Coloratura, available from the website www.jamesrabbit.com. And it is about walking around and listening to music and thinking about how that music is shaping your perception of the world.
George Gershwin.
George Gershwin.
1, 2, 3, 4. So weekdays after oatmeal, go for these walks. 30, 40 minutes in the cool air. Yeah. It's a couple times around the block. Weekends in the sunny delight atmosphere, it's a little bit more like Miles. But I want to let you know that. In each step, I'm lost. Sometimes music and sometimes love. But every car that passes is a chance at sharp death. They're inhabitants, quick gunners to maybe shoot me in the neck. At the same time, there is this calm, this serene, like that autumn pause before jumping into a pile of leaves. Each step I'm lost, sometimes music, sometimes thought. Sometimes I have to go down, yeah, I have to go down, and through this neighborhood of mixed elevations, occasionally there are dogs and they go. Five out of 7 days a week, work necessitates a walk, so I'll be singing along to myself on the bus to these songs of comfort, songs I trust in. There's little to no chance that anyone else recognizes these melodies. They're just nonsense to them. There is no rhythm, no reasoning in them. And each step I'm lost. Sometimes music, sometimes thought. Sometimes I have to go down, yeah, I have to go down. Oh, I'm inclined to take the easy way, palm trees all around. Very quiet, guys. They call this pianissimo. Right, guys. We're in a radio station right now. People are walking by. I want to be able to hear their footsteps. Can you hear? Okay. So, we're in New York City, home of dreams. And it's a funny story. My brother and I used to live with our mom here. We would wake up every morning right by the subway, and we want to, you know, hear some sounds. You know, just anything to get our blood coursing around through the day.
Sure, sure.
You know, so, thanks for listening, Max. Yeah. You know, so we wake up digging sounds, you know. I'd want to hear some Bill Evans, Sunday at the Village Vanguard.
Yeah.
That's the one. Yeah. Some Charlie Hayden on the bass there. Yeah. Some Tito Puente on Latin percussion. Hear some sounds? Want to hear some Max Roach on the drums? Exactly, exactly. Maybe I want to hear some Meredith Monk on vocals? But there was one problem, and maybe you can all answer this with me. There was one problem, and that was moms didn't dig. Moms didn't dig. They didn't get it. So one night, I got home from work real late. I was 15 years old, working at the coal mine. Got home real late. And I put on some Thelonious Monk. Around about midnight, I put it on. And almost immediately, she was transported. And so this is Thelonious, I thank you, because now my mom is frequently taking these night trips to Tunisia. And I can listen just a little bit louder, boys. Trust me, I love to talk about it.
That was George Gershwin by James Rabbit. Their album Coloratura is available on their site, jamesrabbit.com. You can download the song they played tonight along with three others they performed in our studio at our website, morefairgame.org. You can also check out the colorful outfits they wore when they visited our studio on the Fair Game blog.